Hey guys, it's me, Rishali, and you're listening to A Door Within podcast. In today's episode, I will be jumping on the bandwagon of ins and out. So, if you are living under the rock, this trend has been all over online media where people are posting about ins and outs. For example, what you will be opting out from 2023, like anything, it could be from any department of your life, and what you will be opting in for, and what you think will be in 2023. So everyone was, you know, belting out amazing list out there of what they think will be in for them, what will be out for them. Okay, so it is like, okay, I feel like in 2023, wide leg pants will be in and skinny tight jeans will be out. So it's all about what you think aligns with you, and it is not like fixating to any trend, goal, or anything which is, you know, a societal norm. Everyone's list can be different, and it is totally an individualistic choice. Nobody is forcing anything upon anyone, and it is a free will to maybe take inspiration from someone, or maybe just, you know, like that someone is fitting some ins which are aligning with them and they have courage to proceed with it. So today I will be sharing a few which align with me at this given moment, and what I feel like for me will be in 2023 as we venture into this amazing new year ahead. Before starting, make sure that you're following A Door Within podcast on Instagram. I'll be meeting you 2 moons each month, and you'll hear me just talk. So let's begin. So what I feel in is going to be, or it is going to be in 2023, is newsletters. I want to start with newsletters, where everyone is putting out much thought under it towards whatever content they are posting, and we get an opportunity to follow amazing journalists online who have been in the industry for decades, I guess, you know. They have seen media grow and they ponder upon it, and they flesh each and every topic, you know, without seeking likes or maybe, you know, partnership or stuff like that. It is all about how well dissected each topic is, and it's all about creating a community where, you know, everyone knows what each one's thoughts are and what you can subscribe to, and how important journalism is, and how important telling stories is to each other, and following great journalists, editors, as well as newsletters which are just coming of age, which are amazing. For example, Shit You Should Care About is started by 2 or 3 young millennials from Australia, and if I'm not wrong, yeah, Etiore and all, from Australia, and it's really great. They don't have any journalism background, but they have taken internet by storm, and it is really fascinating. And to just read about the current topics without having that, you know, very commercial language to it, while the tone is just like a friend is talking with you, and you get all the information in your inbox without getting into the land of doom scrolling, you know. They have a good podcast as well, where we try to tend to you know, get acquainted with whatever is happening in the latest world out there, in the recent times, you know. So for me, newsletters are totally in. By the way, if you haven't subscribed from the newsletter which I push out on Substack, definitely do so. You'll find a link in the description box below, okay? Then second one, which I think is long form of content. I've been saying this for years now that I'm totally inclined towards encouraging as well as listening to reading or watching long form of content, you know, because of Instagram and all of the social media, the attention span has been going very low for everyone, and the videos one create need to have a good shelf life. Like if anybody just tends to search for anything, they shall pop up and not just become a drop in the vast ocean of content out there. And with long form of content, the both creator and listener gets to dive into the topic much more deeply, you know. Everything is not supposed to get bite-sized. A brain is capable of doing more and listening to more, you know, a good topic, good content, a good production of the same, and everything goes on that way as well, right? So there's that. And the third one is radical acceptance. Well, in 2022, I felt like I really came close to this thought of radical self-acceptance, radical acceptance, you know. It just hits me to the core now. It just aligns with what I exactly feel at the moment. It's like you have to accept wherever you are and totally surrender, because once you accept now and you don't chase the past you or the versions, or maybe hold on to something which is, you know, which is not like suitable for your own good and for the good you are gonna create ahead and other stuff, you know. So this word can mean totally different for you, but at this given moment it means like that to me. It is like accepting the way everything is and then moving forward, you know, not controlling it beyond some line, you know, not losing the grace of overcoming, you know, not losing the grace and having grace to overcome the situation, whatever life might throw at you, you know, is the given thought. One more thing, which is choosing my body over anything. What I need to listen to my body more. The next one is more good cinema. Jennifer Coolidge from White Lotus is also on my list. Like her way of talking, the way of being, she is just like not give fuck about anything, you know. She just have her own swag, and it is like, you know, at her age, at that level, she is like so sorted and like okay in her own skin and okay in her own behavior. Like she is so unique and funny at the same time. I really like her. And then of course saving money is in, totally in, not giving into hyper consumerism, not holding more products or getting more clothes which are like totally out of question, which are not going to be getting worn more often, are totally out of question. And not just stocking everything here and there is also one of the ends which I feel you will also align with. The next is AI tools to level me up. You know, AI tools are just booming left, right, center, and I feel like it might help me to become more creative, more aligned with the futuristic me, and I totally love it. It's so fun to use, you know. I hope you have tried ChatGPT and other AI features. There is also one server on Discord which is called as Midjourney. It creates images with the textual context you provide, and it's really great. I totally love it, you know. Coming back to outs, the outs for me is a worry. I tend to worry a lot, and I definitely want to make sure that I don't let it in by even an inch in the coming year. I let it stay out and not just overpower me in any way, you know. The next is political talks. I don't know much about politics anyways, but not getting into much political talks, you know, is going to be the out for me. It's like, oh, that's gonna be out. I'm not gonna get involved, neither I'm gonna have a perspective on it, or not letting any of it affect my progress in any way, on at least, you know, at least on emotional level, and just being and living day-to-day life. The next thing which is gonna be out is the aesthetic. I've been chasing aesthetic. I love aesthetic. I love watching anything aesthetically pleasing. But in 2023, I just want to get into casual posting. If I pop up online or create my own account or something like that, I want to make sure that it's very casual. It's not like very aesthetically pleasing, or that is my main intention to show up there. More casual posting, you know, something very 2009, 2010s or 12s, you know, around that. It's like a very easy, chill kind of vibe to it. And then the next out for me is gonna be coloring inside the lines. You know, when it happens, like you drew a line somewhere and you still find that glimmer of hope into it, and you allow people to just chew on you and you also chew on them, like, okay, fine, we can, okay, yeah, we can still talk, all right, and you know, that all of that stuff. So there is no, there, it should be out for sure. No coloring inside the lines. The line is the line. Okay, so there's that. Then I also added making excuses. I totally say whatever is the scenario. I don't make up many excuses, like anything like that, but I'm just going to be more stricter and straightforward with it. I'm already that way, but I'm gonna make sure it becomes really sharp. So there's that. Also, the next one which is totally out for me is society's idea of milestones and progress. This is like everyone kind of aligns with, but this for me personally, it's gonna be out. This time I just want to put it out there. It's like, you know, the milestones progress. It's not like you're chasing it and you have to crack it the way society has created a bar or a graph. Everything is different right now. I'll just leave you guys with the quote by Jenny Slate, which is, as the image of myself becomes sharper in my brain and more precious, I feel less afraid that someone else will erase me by denying me love. I totally love this quote. It just says so much what's going on in my mind, and I hope this also gave you some food for thought. Right, so I'll see you next time. Until then, have a great new year ahead. Bye. Love you.